Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
For more than 7 decades, I've participated in the annual frustration of making New Year's resolutions. That's right, I started when I was 1, resolving only to pee in appropriate places. For 7 decades, I have broken my New Year's resolutions. Now let's think about why failure is almost assured for our moments of renewed resolve repeated annually at the beginning of each new year. First, let's define what we do again and again that fails again and again. A resolution is a firm decision to do or not to do something. In other words, a decision of an intention to resolve the intent of a plan to alter your life for the better. How do we determine what we are determined to do? 99% of all resolutions involve weight loss and thus dieting and exercise. Yuck, yuck, and double yuck. Too many of us overeat and under-exercise all year, but the holidays from Thanksgiving through New Year's accelerate the gluttony, involving eating excess quantities of the wrong foods while mimicking the exercise program of a very large potato resting on a sofa. Why did we do this over and over? Because want to nearly always wins out against should do. We each have our own weaknesses and individual self-control levels. But the tantalizing smells from the kitchen announcing a warm pecan or coconut pie trump the odor of cooking collard greens. Often we're confronted by food offerings as varying as a commercial cafeteria, especially if covered dish meals occur, and that's where those involved each bring a dish of something they choose. No Jell-O here. There's cookies, cakes, pies, Bluebell, well, not all of us can cook, and some gooey stuff that tastes good. But no one is brave enough to ask its source. Let's not forget that evil we call exercise. It requires me to remove my clothes draped over the exercise equipment still again. Fear not, bike or treadmill. Clothes will be back soon. My unfavorite gift this Christmas was a watch that doesn't tell time, so I can know for sure how far short I came in my goal of how far I should walk today. I'm already a bit fit, even if just a little bit. But now I'm supposed to give up knowing the time so I can wear my Fitbit. Frankly speaking, my answer this year is absolution versus resolution. Why? Absolution is formal release from guilt, obligation, or punishment. Absolution for overeating and under-exercising releases me from the stress and guilt, in addition to freeing me from the punishment of still another resolution obligation doomed to fail. Absolution over resolution. Try it.
Super Save with NSC 24 Immu Cleanse with MG Glucan is now 40% off at $41.97. A potent nutritional gut and intestinal antifungal, NSC 24 Immu Cleanse with MG Glucan nutritionally aids in fighting fungus, parasites, parasitic worms, plus assists in relief of gas and bloating, constipation, and nausea. To order NSC Immu Cleanse with MG Glucan, call 888-541-3997. That's 888-541-3997 or order online at NSC24.com.
Remember, for the latest health news and product specials, join us at NSC24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Everyone has health valleys in life, but you are not alone in seeking help and guidance. Hear more than 200 of my health commentaries at NSC24.com, and let's be better together beginning today. Join us each weekday, same place and time. Now go in good faith and remember, when you can't, Beta Glue can.